The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Psalm 23, 1. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. There shall be one flock and one shepherd. John 10, 11 through 16. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? Matthew 18, 12.
Hey, it's Jonathan, and welcome to Epiphany, an audio devotional for all of us on the way to wisdom.
In the next few episodes, we will be exploring Psalm 23 as a sort of map for the soul, as an explanation of the different places on the journey of life. In each of these places, we will explore them as seasons in our lives. In each place, we will talk about our unique experience, but more than that, God's unique actions to us in our life, in those seasons, and in those places. David introduces this psalm as a map for the soul, but he starts off with this controlling image, this controlling metaphor that will play out throughout the different places. And it's the idea of a shepherd and their sheep. The profession of shepherd is one of the earliest professions you will ever see. As far back as 4,000 years ago, we started to see the domestication of sheep and the care for them by the shepherd. But more than that, it's one of the earliest depictions of the Garden of Eden relationship being carried out. When we see the care that a shepherd has over the sheep, we are reminded of the relationship that was meant to exist between humanity and creation. How the woman and the man were charged to care for, provide for, lead, guide, and protect all of creation. Just as they were cared for, provided for, guided, and protected by their shepherd Yahweh, walking with them in the cool of the day. So the shepherd is this walking image of God's care for us and how we are to function in our calling as humanity made in God's image. But besides that, David wrote this as a shepherd himself. Much of what we know about David happens when he's the king and he's operating in a royal function as a great leader. But those lessons were learned early on in these fields of solitude, days and nights piled on one after the other of just him with his flock, caring for, protecting for, providing for his sheep. What's fascinating to me is that when David goes to describe who Yahweh is and his relationship to Yahweh, out of all of the metaphors available to him, out of all of the allegories he could use, he chose one that was the closest to him. He said, Yahweh is my shepherd. But he was a shepherd. Sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to accept that thing that we are really good at giving to other people. We're great at offering protection, yet we feel vulnerable and afraid. We're great at offering guidance and support, but we feel lost. We're great at creating spaces of solitude and comfort, but we feel alone and in the cold. So it's a powerful, powerful moment when David is able to say, Yahweh is my shepherd just as I am a shepherd. Jesus picks up on this point and says, not only is he the shepherd, but he is the good shepherd. And when Jesus is describing him as the good shepherd, we should immediately have Psalm 23 pulled up in our imaginations. And Jesus goes on to talk about the relationship between the good shepherd and his sheep, one where they know his voice and are able to discern the voice of the shepherd from the hired hand. Who is your shepherd? You can tell who your shepherd is by the voices that you hear and that you respond to. When you settle into your thoughts in just a moment of solitude and silence, when you can get away and listen to what's happening inside your soul, whose voice is that? What voice is leading you? What voice are you responding to? I spent much of my life when I was younger on road trips, traveling throughout the western states of the United States in these long stretches of road in between any signs of civilization in the backcountry of New Mexico or the mountains of Colorado, the deserts of Arizona. And at the time when we didn't have technology that had media on demand, we were subject to the availability of radio stations. And there was always this frustrating moment in between towns when you could hear the music of whatever it was you were listening to from the previous town start to talk over the signs and signals of whatever station was coming in the town you were headed towards. And there's this frustrating moment when you can hear multiple voices. You could hear the announcer of the sports game and a mariachi band fighting and competing for airtime. Oftentimes that's how it feels in our souls. We hear the voice of God, but we also hear the voice of our wounds, of our ego, of our family systems, of the political parties and policies struggling and vying for control. Sometimes our hearts are a station in between towns, struggling for signal, and there's multiple voices trying to guide us. But what is true about a sheep and what's true about driving in a long stretch of road is that the signal becomes stronger when you move towards it. Who is your shepherd? What voice are you moving towards? Who is your shepherd? You can tell by how you react when the wolves come. A false shepherd or a hired hand will leave your soul scattered. When the wolves come, the hired hand abandons you and leaves you scattered, vulnerable to the attack. Sometimes it feels more comforting to put our trust into these hired hands, these false shepherds, these temporary solutions, whatever they may be. If it's something we can put on our LinkedIn, or we can post about, or we can build some sense of confidence in, those hired hand solutions will ultimately leave us scattered when life actually gets hard. You know that feeling of scattered. Thoughts racing, emotions piling on top of each other, trying to catch our breath. We know what it means to be scattered. So who is your shepherd? You can tell by your sense of sufficiency or lack. Before taking us on this journey through the places of our lives, throughout Psalm 23, David starts with this declarative statement. The Lord is my shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. I lack nothing. These are two sides of the same coin. A statement of dependence, a relationship between these two thoughts. Because Yahweh is my shepherd, I lack nothing. That's one of the ways you can tell who is actually shepherding you, is what you feel you're lacking. When the algorithm is your shepherd, you are very aware of what you lack. When some imaginary version of what your life was supposed to be at this point is your shepherd, all you can think about is what you lack. All you can think about is what you don't have, who you're not, or what's missing. When the state of the world, with its multiple crises, is your shepherd, you can't even see anything but lack. But when Yahweh is your shepherd, you lack nothing. This doesn't mean that you have everything that you would ever desire. It means that your desires have found their home in Yahweh. You have all that you need. You lack nothing, because nothing determines your sense of well-being except for your shepherd. When Yahweh is your shepherd, you lack nothing. When Yahweh is your shepherd, your ears are tuned to the voice of love and you know how to move towards it. You can tell the difference between the hired hand and your good shepherd. When Yahweh is your shepherd, you know that even when you feel like the one and not the 99, you feel different. You feel isolated. You feel alone, rejected. You feel like something is off with you. You feel like you've wandered away from the hillside and you're in unfamiliar territory. When Yahweh is your shepherd, you know that you are being pursued and brought back into an expansive circle of care. When Yahweh is your shepherd and the wolves come, your soul is secure and not scattered. So today, may you experience the same care, love, guidance, provision, and protection that you give to others, but somehow think you don't deserve. May you hear the voice of your shepherd, and may you know it deeply, to the point where you can hear it through the crowd. May the voices of the false shepherds fall away, and may you lack nothing. May you see the active care of your shepherd towards you in whatever place and season you find yourself, however far you feel like you've wandered from the hills. And may you follow the voice of the good shepherd in confident trust.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jonathan, and this has been Epiphany.